Sure. More than okay.
I don't have any good questions yet.
Not yet, huh?
I think something else.
No problem.
I think the day before.
Okay, we're good.
Thank you, Nicole.
Sure. Okay, all right, welcome back. We left off discussing various aspects of Mitzvah Satul Yisparetz and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So today's shir, we'll just finish that. And then hopefully you began the Marmakomos for the Bottom Tosis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. A very, very critical sugya of Migo, Hamotz Mechel of Haraya, Tainus Mezuyov. Right, so we'll have to discuss that at length. But what we did see is the Machlokis Rishonim regarding the Gvulos Haaretz. Our Mishnah tells us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And Tosus is bothered by one question after another that somehow this does not seem to correspond to what you find elsewhere. When it comes, for example, to Akko, as Tosus points out, that our Mishnah says that we view that as being without. And yet, when you look at the Sigin Ksuvas, Nafkuf Yud Beis, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Abi, that Menashe Ksalei Akko, he would go ahead and kiss the ground of Akko, meaning that it had a Kedusha Saaretz. The Gemara tells us later in Gittin, on Daf Ayin Vav, that Akko was a point of departure. When the Chachamim would part, so therefore those who were in Eretz Yisrael did not want to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they were malava them until, right, a boundary, and that was within Akko. So how can you say that that's considered to be Chutz Laretz? So Tosus explains that you saw that it must be that the division of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz went straight through Akko, and you know what that presumes there is. When you're talking about part of Chutz Laretz, yes, it's the outer part. Eretz Yisrael is considered to be the inner part. In Lamdus, what's so critical with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that everything is viewed b'chad hamachta. What's true of this is true of that. So what's true of B'fani Nichta is true of Yerusha Saaretz, it's true of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's true of Chaviva Saaretz, it's true of Trumos and Maestros, and therefore all of that is considered to be the same defining line. And that's the basis of the Kashas. And what exactly is that line? When it comes to Trumas and Maestros, as an example, we're talking about what happened at the time of Ezra, Bayesheni. Not Ole Mitzrayim, but rather Ole Bavel. So Ole Bavel is going to be something which is absolutely critical. That apparently is going to determine, right, all of these dinim. Why indeed should that be the case, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael should be dependent on what happened in the time of Ezra? After all, this is a mitzvah daraisa. Avorashtim etzaras v'yeshavtim. But why should that be dependent on what happened in the time of Bayesheni? Apparently, that assumption is what do you mean? Aren't they linked? If I'm going to ask you that what is driving Yishuv Haaretz, and what is the relationship between Yishuv Haaretz and the Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz? The answer is going to be that they are inherently linked. Why is it that we would want to position ourselves in Eretz Yisrael? In order to fulfill the multiple mitzvos that only can be performed in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is framed by the Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz. So if the Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz are limited to here, because you know what, our Kedusha Sa'aretz is dependent on Bayesheni. Oh, so in such a case, the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is going dependent on that as well. So it's not so surprising that one would argue that, you know what, even though Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a din d'oraisa, and what happened obviously in Bayesheni was post, oh, but nonetheless, that's going to trigger the mitzvos, and the mitzvos are considered to be that which is absolutely critical. This is quite consistent with the Tosus Reis toward the end of Maseches Ksuvos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Tosus raises the following issue, that why is it that the Balei HaTosus did not just pick up and go to Eretz Yisrael? So number one, Tosus points out, is because in their time there was mamish a sakana shtrochim. There was a sakana shtrochim. And therefore, a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, yes, but it's not Yehar Goyavor. one has to weigh and measure questions of pikuach nefesh. So Tosus writes it was sakanas drachim. That Shuvah will soon discuss the Avnei-Nezer. Avnei-Nezer writes, obviously in his time, that no longer applies, because in his time it was no longer a sakana. Imagine, Avnei-Nezer lived in the late 1800s. Already now it's a breeze to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, it was pretty difficult to get to Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s as well, but he writes that line of Tosus, that was true for them, not true even in his time. And then Tosus quotes a second Teretz, Rabbeinu Chaim, and that is that, what do you mean, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? It is framed in terms of the Mitzvah Satlias Baretz. And the Mitzvah Satlias Baretz that Ein Ano Yecholin Lizarabahem, Tosus writes. How are you going to start fulfilling the Mitzvah Satlias Baretz? How are you going to start fulfilling the Dinei Shmitin, Trumas, and Maestros? There wasn't a framework, there wasn't a mechanism. One could understand that Teretz of Tosus in different ways. But Poshub Shat, it seems that the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is going to be governed by, and therefore, if you don't have the capacity to fulfill the Mitzvah Satlias Baretz, it's not that necessarily you're going to fulfill the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but there's a cost, because you're going to be Mavatal other Mitzvos. In light of our Tosus, it means that maybe it should be framed in that particular fashion. But if you see the Rabbeinu Tam, you see the Rabbeinu Chaim, they assumed it clearly, that the Yishuv, and the Kedusha, and the Mitzvos, and a Chiddush, even our Mishnah, B'fani Nichtam, B'fani Neftam, that also is going to be determined by, holistically, what are considered to be the Gvulos Ha'aretz. Is there any basis to assume that that's so, so clear, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is defined in that particular sense? So maybe, Enoch Inami, maybe this is a Gemara Mufureshes. Because the Gemara tells us in Sotan Daf Yudalan Amud Aleph, this was the statement of Rabbi Simlai, that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu yearned to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, Mipnei man nis'ava Moshe Rabbeinu likanes l'Eretz Yisrael. Why was that? Why was that that Moshe Rabbeinu was so eager to go to Eretz Yisrael? What was that driving factor? The Lashon HaGemara is pretty incredible, no? You mean to say, v'chilecha mirpiria, Hutzarech, right? V'chi lizbo mituva hutzarech. You mean he wanted to just partake of the peros? The Lashon HaGemara is pretty incredible, no? That lecha mipiryo v'nizbo mituva. That sounds a little familiar, no? A little familiar, no? That's the Lashon that we use when it comes to Abracha Mein Shalosh. Abracha Mein Shalosh, no? The Gemara says this almost like rhetorically. You think he wanted to eat the peros? You know, the reason I mention that is because you might be surprised when you look in Simen Reish Ches. The Tur writes, in the name of his father, that don't say that. Don't say that in the Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. The Bracha Mein Shalosh should not be, right, Lechal Mituv Mizvo Mituvah, because that's not why we're praising. That's not why we're praising Eretz Yisrael. So take a look, no? The Tur in Reish Ches. Ein Lomar, because She'ein Chimod Ha'aretz Bishvil Peros V'tuva. That's not why we praise Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah writes, Va'adoni Avi Harash Lohaya Omra. My father would never say such a thing. He never included that in Bracha Chasmein Shalosh. Beis Yosef Reish, just a beautiful comment. You're right that the Peros and Tuva is not an end in and of itself. It's not an end in and of itself. It's a means. It's a vehicle. A vehicle to Unavarechacha Alevi Kedusha V'Tahara. Yeah, the Hemshech of the Bracha. If the Bracha would stop there, we wouldn't say it. But it's not an end in itself, but rather it's a vehicle, it's a tool. Oh, take a look at the Bach, that the Kedushas Hashchina is so intense, it's impactful, even on the Peros. Even on the Peros. So it's not the Peros in and of themselves, but rather it's what it represents, or using the Peros as an opportunity. So that's what the Torah writes in Simen Reish Ches. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, what was his interest? And go ahead in doing so? No. So the Gemara says the following, that realize there's so many mitzvos that you can only fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu desired to go in to fulfill those mitzvos. That was his motivator. That was considered to be his mindset, to position himself in order to go in to be able to fulfill an abundance of mitzvos. I'll tell you a few short ha'aras, then we'll let's see what's so critical. One ha'ar, just a maramakom. It's a tashbetz, in the Tshuva Satashbeis, in Chela Gimel, Semen Kuf Tzariches, he just points out that the mitzvos the Gemara is referring to are not necessarily Trumas and Maaseros. Not necessarily Trumas and Maaseros, because the Tashbeis writes explicitly, this also could be important, that the mitzvos, Trumas and Maaseros can be fulfilled even Me'eva Liyardein, and even in Eretz Sichon Va'og. The mitzvos the Gemara is referring to are not Trumas and Maestros, the mitzvos Hatzliyos Varetz, because maybe they could even be fulfilled elsewhere, as we'll see. They're referring to certain things that clearly only apply in Eretz Yisrael. For example, the Melchemes Ha'amim, that was only in Eretz Yisrael. Or that aspect of Melchemes Ha'amalek. Or setting up the Tashbeis rites, Ari Miklad, or Minui Melech, or Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Now there are certain things that were squarely dependent on. So the Tashbeis rites an important chiddush, that when the Gemara mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu's desire was to fulfill mitzvos, that doesn't necessarily mean the agricultural mitzvos atlias baretz, but rather it means other dinim, we'll see why that's so important, that are defined in terms of Eretz Yisrael. We'll get there soon. Just another few marmakomos. You know, there is a Russian Moed Katan. It's in Perek Gimel Simen Pei, where the Russian Moed Katan discusses a much broader issue. We've discussed this on Thursday Shiurim, that what should one's mindset be toward positioning in order to fulfill a mitzvah? Or what should one's mindset be to avoiding performing a mitzvah? The Tosas, some Sachim, Adav Gimel, Era Pesach is coming, so I'm going to bolt. I'm going to position myself that I'm Derech Rechoka, and if I'm Derech Rechoka, I'm not Chayiv in a Karban. Or as the Rush points out, the enhancement of positioning yourself, the Rush's case, wearing a Beged of Dalakamphos in order to fulfill the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Even though, obviously, the Chiyuv is only if in fact you do so. So that's that Rush, Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Simen Pei, that of course that is a value. Of course that is a value. A person is to be praised for positioning himself to fulfill mitzvos, and a person should be ridiculed for opting out. And the Rush writes, oh, you see this from the sugya in Sota of Moshe Rabbeinu, no? That Moshe Rabbeinu was so eager to position himself, to fulfill certain elements of a mitzvah that right here and now he could not do. So the Rush points out, this is also a Tosus, and then the Psachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, Tosus writes briefly, that you see from Moshe Rabbeinu the importance of positioning to perform a mitzvah, even though that legitimately, you're considered to be exempt. But what about the following question? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to position himself in order to fulfill many, 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 many mitzvos. Maybe that sounds like, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim. Why is it that a person would desire to be in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because it's impactful in terms of mitzvos. Maybe mitzvos Hatzlius Baretz, or the Tashbeis, other mitzvos, as opposed to saying that, what do you mean? What about the mitzvah in and of itself of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? I would say, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael? Because v'horashtem es haaretz v'yishavtem bo. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. The Gemara doesn't seem to imply that. The Gemara seems to say, because now that you're there, there are opportunities to fulfill, other mitzvahs that you cannot fulfill in the Midbar. Why not just say head on? Because your being there in and of itself, per se, is considered to be that which is a mitzvah. That's an important ta'ara, no? Maybe one could argue, the response to that is, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe one could argue that there's no independent mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim, is a tool, a vehicle to perform the mitzvah. That's exactly then what the Gemara says. To be in Eretz Yisrael in order to, as opposed to per se. And what if you assume that there is an absolute, standalone, independent mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? That Gemara sounds a little bit unusual, no? Where the Gemara tells us, Sota Daf Yadala, that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter was for other things, not peiros, but other mitzvos. What about the entry in and of itself? The entry in and of itself. Why is that not mentioned? You know, maybe one could suggest the following, simply. Let's assume there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. How long do you have to be there in order to fulfill this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? How permanent does your residence have to be? How permanent does your residence have to be? A person goes there for Ben Azman. Is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, no. Depends how long the Ben Azmanim is. A person goes for the Zman. Is that a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? This is a significant deal in the halacha. Because you know that Sugi and Shabbos stuff, you test someone Aleph, in mafligin bisvina. The Gemara says the following. Realize, trips in the time of the Gemara took very, very long times. So you know what? That meant you're going to be on the boat on Shabbos. You're going to be on the boat on Shabbos. You know what? So that can create like a host of problems. Right? Traveling on the boat. What the problems are, not so clear. Right? You can take a look at the Balamor, Shabbos Daf Yotes, because that's a fascinating issue, what we just discussed. Know that, you know what? Things were really scary then. And there was a possibility, maybe even a likelihood, that, you know, you were putting yourself in a situation that a sakana could arise, and you'd have to do malach on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. All of a sudden, the alarm's going to go off, and all of a sudden, now, hands on deck, and you're going to have to do all kinds of things, no? So, are you allowed to put yourself in a situation of dechiyas yisurim? That's how the Baal HaMor reads that sugi in Shabbos, and da'af yotes. So, you know what the answer is? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. There are a couple of factors. One factor is that when did you enter the boat? You know, late Friday afternoon? Or did you enter the boat at the very, very beginning of the week? That's a critical factor. That's what that Gemara mentions, that, you know, the week is divided. Some days you have to be more conscious of the coming Shabbos than others. So when you actually enter the boat is considered irrelevant. And you know what another important factor is? Shabbos Daf Yotes? Why are you going on this boat ride? Is it the Tzorach Mitzvah? Or is it considered to be a Tzorach Rishus? Is this a Mitzvah or is it Rishus? If it's a mitzvah, we're going to be more likely to say, just do it. No, it's a mitzvah. As opposed to Rishus, maybe you have to start weighing all the potential factors. No? So this is Mamash Kodem Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Reish Mem Ches. So the Magen Avraham there discusses, Mamash, this issue, mitzvah, going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Magen Avraham. Going to Eretz Yisrael for what? No? That's Mamash the Magen Avraham, and Reish Mem Ches. Going to Eretz Yisrael to be an Oleg, Gavaldik, Yishuv Aretz. Going to Eretz Yisrael to be there for the week, to be there for a couple of weeks, to be there for how long does a person have to be there in order to say that, you know what, that this is already called the Tzorach Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that would allow you to link into those heterim of Maflig and Besvina. Now that's like a really, really critical issue. That's a significant deal. How long does one have to be in order to fulfill a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? In which case, maybe one could argue as follows. You know, clearly, I don't mean this is drush, clearly, it was clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to have permanent residence in Eretz Yisrael. No, that was clear, no? Umus Bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu's desire, right, was to be there temporarily, to see, to view, to tour, to be. Maybe one simple approach as to why it is that the Gemara mentions other opportunities as opposed to a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is maybe a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael requires permanence. And that was not going to be an option that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So therefore, yeah, maybe in the time that Moshe Rabbeinu would be there, maybe there are opportunities for certain mitzvahs. But maybe that would not be the kiyum of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And just one last point. Take a look at the Meshech Chachma, the very beginning of Parshas Re'eh. The Meshech Chachma writes the following chiddush. He writes, it's inconceivable. He says, v'zeh poshut, that Yamin b'nei Gad and b'nei Reuven did not fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because they resided me'evel Yarden. So the Meshech Chachma writes, as a Dara Pasha, but sounds like a very great Kiddush, that when it comes to Sichon and Og, right, the lands of Amori, where the Torah tells us, the very same pasuk, no? B'midbar lamed gimel nun gimel, v'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba. Even regarding those adjacent lands. That you know what? That at that time, before Kibush Ha'aretz and before Yerusha v'yeshiva, that area of Eiv the Yarden is also an area to fulfill the mitzvah of v'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem. Wow. That's like the creative Meshech Chachma. Not only creative, but he writes, that's clear, that's so clear, no? Such a chiddush, that's clear, no? That at that time, before Yerushin of Yeshiva and the entry of Eretz Yisrael, you know, that mitzvah could be fulfilled in Eretz Sichon and Eretz Og, because the Torah also told us, just like it said regarding Eretz Yisrael, the whole Rashtim es Haaretz, Yishav Timba. So pretty fascinating, no? Maybe these are reasons that, you know what, the Gemara does not mention that was the desire of Moshe Rabbeinu, something that sounds so obvious. But one could clearly disagree with this relationship between Yishuv Ha'aretz, Kedushas Ha'aretz, Chavivos Ha'aretz, Mitzvos HaTliyos Ha'aretz, and that's the Ramban here on Daf Beis, Nashmatos, where the Ramban writes, the whole Kasha doesn't begin. Because how can you compare these dinim? How can you compare these dinim? You mean the Kedushas Ha'aretz for Chumas and Maestros that might be dependent on by Yesheni, that's going to define the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's going to define Chavivos Ha'aretz. You mean that if it was an area that Ezra did not conquer, then that's like Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, why in the world would anybody be interested in kissing the stones of Akkon, because Ezra didn't conquer that land? The Ramban writes, how can you compare? And here I will tell you this, of course, is the Ramban L'shitase. Our Ramban here, Gittin Dabbeis, but the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, where the Ramban writes this explicitly, that there is a separate, standalone mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, independent of any of these things, independent of Yerusha, the Yeshiva, Mitzvos HaTliyos Ba'aretz. After all, that's V'horashtem Es Ha'aretz Yishavtem Ba. That's Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba. And therefore, I would understand that a person would not dare leave Eretz Yisrael, regardless of what happened in the time of Bayashim. Or a person would be able to express appropriate Chavivos Ha'aretz, even if this is beyond the parameters of, in a word, that Yerusha and Chavivos Ha'aretz is not dependent on Olei Bavel. That's not dependent on Olei Bavel. That's dependent on the broadest boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Mamish Olei Mitzrayim, and maybe even such a diuk in Rashi. No, because Rashi here in our Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi is bothered, no? When the Mishnah tells you the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, why doesn't it mention anything about the western boundary? The western boundary. Rashi's kasha. Rashi writes, the western boundary, that's obvious. That's a pasuk in Chumash, no? Ugvo hayom hayom agadol. That's a pasuk in Chumash. You don't need a Mishnah for that. It's a pasuk in Chumash if you're talking about the broadest boundaries of Olei Mitzrayim. It's a pasuk in Chumash. If you're talking about something that's contingent on Kibush Ezra, guess what? That's not a pasuk in Chumash. And therefore, maybe an important diuk. If Rashi says that's self-evident, because the Torah tells that clearly, you're dealing with the Pshutel Shomikra Guvulo Sa'aretz, independent of that of Ezra. That's Mufurish and Ramban. That's Mufurish and Ramban. Now, that these dinim are not Tuluyim Zebozeh. And even if it's true that the requirements, for example, of Chumas and Maestros, of the Rambam Shita, that you need Shemitah, and you need Yovel, and you need Kol Yoshve Aleha. Yeah, but that's not true of Chavivos Ha'aretz, and that's not true of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. And therefore, I would say the Kasha Zotosis literally make Karlesa. Now, is there any stira between our Mishnah And the sugyas in Ksuvis, and the sugya later in Gittin, that's exactly the chiddush that the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes explicitly. Well, so the Ramban is masig. That why is it the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as being among Taryag mitzvahs? Why, in fact, is that absent? And the Ramban is clear, it cannot be, because you'll tell me it's just a tool to fulfill the mitzvahs, because it's a standalone mitzvah that's not dependent on mitzvah satliyos baretz baharaya, the gvulos haaretz. So why is it that the Ram does not count? So one thing is clear, and this was, right, the lengthy piece of the Avnei Nezer, right, as found in Yerodei, Chelek Beis, Tav Nun Daled. One cannot argue that according to the Rambam, there is no such mitzvah. There is no such mitzvah. Like it's value neutral. That cannot be. And Avnei Nezer brings raya after raya. One compelling raya, he says, take a look in mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin. That's why the Rambam writes that there's a chiyuv daraisa of hachrim tachrimim. The Rambam writes, you're obligated to go in, and you're obligated to, that's it. No, rid Eretz Yisrael of the Shiva Alamim. It's mufurish in the Rambam. Rid and leave. Right? The din daraisa is Eretz Yisrael should be empty. No? So we don't have to be there. We just have to make sure they're not there. So it should be desolate. That's the mitzvah daraisa. How can that be? In the Rambam's Mefurish, in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Yud Gimel, that if the husband is unwilling to go to Eretz Yisrael, so a wife can insist on divorce, and the husband has to pay a full ksuva because he's the one who's responsible for breaking up this marriage. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei, Halach Yud Beis, when it comes to an Eved as well. It's clear that indeed is true. So you have to explain why it is that the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but to say it's not is not an option. That's the whole ha'ara of the Avnei Nezer. Well, why then doesn't the Rambam count? So the Avnei Nezer writes, this teretz is critical, but it's much, much more technical. Much, much more technical. And the raya that the Avnei Nezer brought is exactly the teretz. The Rambam in Kuf Pei Zayin counts the mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of hachrim tachrim. That now is a completely different discussion. And that's the following. When you have overlapping mitzvahs nechumish, not completely independent, standalone, but overlapping mitzvahs, technically, how does that affect minyan hamitzvahs? That's a critical issue. We've discussed in the earlier shiurim like so many examples. Do you count something as one? Do you count something as two? No, you look in the very beginning of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. Now, the Rambam counts Kriya Shema as one mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is V'shachu V'kumecha. The Rambam counts Tefillin as two mitzvahs. The Rambam counts Talmud Torah as one mitzvah. The Rambam counts Tzitzis as one mitzvah. Now, you go through just beginning with mitzvah Yud to Yud Daled. You find steers in the Rambam. When do you count something as one? When do you count something as two? That's a very heavy issue. And it's an issue that the Rambam himself addresses in Shorash Tes of Sefer Mitzvos. Kefil HaMitzvos. When there's repetition, you're not going to count a repetition of a mitzvah independently. What if it's not an outright repetition, but it's an overlap? Where each mitzvah has a unique element. But does that mean they're two independent mitzvahs? Avnei Nezer writes, it's a tshuva worth going through. That is the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That don't count hachrim tachrimim and v'horashtem es ha'aretz as independent mitzvahs. V'horashtem es ha'aretz and hachrim tachrimim indeed go hand in hand. And he compares this to what the Rambam writes about vasli mikdash and asiyas ha'aron. The Ramban writes, making an aron is a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. That's the Ramban. That Ramban is found in mitzvah Lamed Gimel. And he's masig on the Rambam, who does not count it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam assumes that, what do you mean? That vosli mikdash, and the mikdash has certain kelim, and even though there's a tziwi for each and every one of the kelim, the Rambam writes it's all subsumed under the same mitzvah. not only the Klei Avoda, but even the Aron as well. Well, so that's the Lumdas that the Avnei Nezer writes in order to explain why the Rambam doesn't count, even though the Rambam indeed agrees that, you know what, that there is a standalone mitzvah.
Wouldn't it come out that according to the Rambam that he wouldn't be like mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael if we're still leaving other nations within Eretz Yisrael with us?
Right, it could be the mitzvah of Ishtemusa requires that, right? The mitzvah of Ishtemusa could require, there could be nafkaminas. In other words, it's not necessarily all or nothing, but according to the Rambam, clearly these are not unrelated piyumim. So if we were to reside, but you know what, we would not fully fulfill hachim tachrimim, that would impact not only on hachim tachrimim, but that would impact on v'horashim asaras v'yishavtem. Right? That could be very well. Right? Now, I'll tell you something like amazing about the Rambam sheet. Take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas. This is what I want you to see. Right? Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Rambam gives you boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam gives you, maybe more than a history lesson. The Rambam writes, "Ezel ha'ores shehechziku ole Mitzrayim." What were the boundaries initially? Forget about what Ezra did. What were the primary boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim? What were the primary boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim? That's what the Rambam asks in the Chushchimus Berak Aleph Halacha Zayin. Maybe one could argue, why exactly does that matter? Okay, you'll tell me, look, the Rambam is interested in telling you, like, you know what, that, or maybe not. What are the initial boundaries? Shehechziku Ole Mitzrayim. And guess what? It sounds unbelievable. The Rambam's boundaries are what our Mishnah says. It's what our Mishnah says. Mirekem in Mizrach, Yam HaGadol, Ashkelon, Akko B'Tzafon. Wow. The Rambam cites this as being the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim. And the reason I'll tell you that that's such an important Chiddush is because when you look in the Rambam elsewhere, the Rambam writes that, you know what? That Kedusha, to an extent, was paka. That doesn't seem relevant any longer. No? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam writes an incredible distinction. The Rambam writes, realize, we have a Kedusha Sa'aretz, and we have a Kedusha Sa'mikdash. And the Rambam writes, realize, these two Kedushas don't go hand in hand. So the Kedusha Sa'mikdash, the Rambam writes, is from Bayis Rishon. That's not true of the Kedusha Sa'aretz. The Kedusha Sa'aretz for Mitzvah Satlias Baretz is dependent on Ezra. That's dependent on Bayesheni, Kedusha Samikdash Bayes Rishon, Kedusha Sa'aretz Bayesheni. And the Rambam tells you, and why do I distinguish? The Rambam explains. Because the Kedusha Samikdash is Machmas Hashchina, and Vashchina Eina Beteilo. Churban HaBayis doesn't impact, right? The Hashras Hashchina. Could it diminish? Yes. But uproot? Certainly not. Hashchina Eina Beteilo. But the Kedusha Sa'aretz of Bayis Rishon was because of Kibush Sa'aretz. And Kibush, the Rambam writes, can be undone. So the Rambam writes that the Kibush Sa'aretz of the original entry into Eretz Yisrael was only Kitchel HaShat and not Kitchel HaSadavo. Ooh, now we have Ezra. There, the Rambam writes a Chiddush. The Mekadesh was not because of Kibush, but rather was Aydei Chazaka, that we were granted the right to. And the Rambam writes that the Kedusha Sa'aretz of Ezra, is Kitchel HaShat to Kitchel HaSilavo, not true of an original entry into Eretz Yisrael. So it's very striking that the Rambam should spend so much time describing the area Shehechziku Ole Mitzrayim when the Rambam writes that that was batel, that was batel. There's a great chedushim of the Rambam Shita, no? In between Bayis Yushin and Bayis Sheni, he had a kedushas hamikdash, but he didn't have a full kedushas haaretz. The kedushas haaretz is machmas Bayis Sheni, and the kedushas hamikdash is machmas Bayis Rishon, because shchina ena b'teila. That's something which is like surprising. And now I'll tell you the following, which is very, very, very unusual. When you look at other Rambams, this isn't just a history lesson. This isn't a history lesson. No. The Rambam is this. Take a look at the sugya in Horios and Dafke. Horios and Dafke. Here the Gemara discusses something unusual. Right? An individual goes ahead and Rachman Litzlan violates an Aveiro Shesh Bakaris. He did so b'shoga. He's obligated to bring a carbon chatos. Good. What happens if it was a case of a Shigagasora? Bezdin said that this was mutter. Bezdin said that this was mutter. And guess what? Rov Yisrael followed the Psaka Bezdin. And it turns out that that was an error. It turns out that that was an error. So guess what? We're chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. But rather than individuals offering a private carbon chatas, guess what? The tzibur as a whole will offer the carbon. And that's a par helem dover shel tzibur. A par helem dover shel tzibur. Okay? When is that true, the par helem dover shel tzibur? That if the Sanhedrin renders a psak and all or rove of Bnei Yisrael will go ahead and follow that particular psak. And it turns out the psak was an error. So that's a very critical sugi in terms of a different shir. What is the koach ha-chachamim when they make a mistake? To what extent is there a mitzvah lishmol l'divrei chachamim when they are in error? Okay. But in this case, they made an error. The tzibur followed. So you bring a karba, rabba shalva tzibur. You know what? How do you determine whether you have the rove tzibur in order to offer a parvam davar shel tzibur? See, not the Gemara writes. This is a Gemara. Hori yostav gimel. Haloch acharov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. You know who counts? Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz Laretz don't count. Don't count. You want to know who's considered to be Kahol, the Kahol of Yisrael. It means Bnei Yisrael, Hadarim, Eretz Yisrael. Haloch acharov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Wow. And guess what? The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Malachim. No? The pasuk describes that the Chag, the Shlom Melech made, Kehal Gadol, Milavol Chamas Ad Nacham Mitzrayim. That means that Hanu Ikre Kol, they are considered to be part of the Kol. They are considered to be the Tzibur. They are considered to be the Tzibur. So, I wanted you to take a look at a Rambam elsewhere. This is a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Bechoros, Perek Dalid Mishneh Gimel, where the Rambam writes something very unusual. You know what? That the Rambam writes, pretty incredible. There's something that's called Kehal, the congregation of Bnei Yisrael. And how do we define Kehal Yisrael? How do you define that term? The Rambam writes, you see from the Sugya in Horios and Daf Gimel, that is only defined by those who are in Eretz Yisrael. Vashem kira'am kol hakol. The pasuk calls them kahol. Kufei lamed. The Rambam writes, afilu haya asara achadim. Even if they're only the minion that's there. Even if they're only 10 people. That's klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. And ve'ein choshushin lemisha zulasam b'chutz laretz. Chutz laretz does not count at all. It's like unbelievable, this Rambam. No? That's the definition of Kohol Yisrael. It doesn't mean you're not Jewish. But when you speak about the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is defined in terms of those who are Toshavei Ha'aretz. And the Rambam writes, I'm going to tell you something. That's why Smicha Sekenim, a Mishnah Center of Beis. What does it mean that you're a Samuch? It means that you are a representative of the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. That's why the Rambam writes, that's why Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, in not Chutz Laretz. That's what the Rambam writes. Just like Kamo Shebi Arno Bahorios, the Rambam writes, just like Parm Dover Shal Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael, Smicha Sekenim is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's not a detail of Parm Dover Shal Tzibur, and that's not a detail of Smicha. That's because the unity of Aguda Achas of Knesset Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. So whenever you're dealing with a mitzvah hatluya b'tzibur, Parm Dover Shal Tzibur, or Smicha Zekenim, the Rambam writes, it's not a mitzvah hatluya b'ara, it's like Trumas and Maisos, it's not an agricultural mitzvah, but Tzibur, the Rambam writes, that is only true, unbelievably, not when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Only true when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Wow. So Eretz Yisrael, yes, it has a Kedusha Sa'aras for Chumas and Maestros, but beyond that, Eretz Yisrael is critical in terms of its identity of the phrase the Rambam uses, Heim Hasher Nikra'in Kehal, Adin Sibur. When you speak about the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael as a whole, that means Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you see that? So, I didn't want to overload you with Makaros, but I mentioned the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalla Chavav. So the Rambam writes this halacha. Ein smichas zekenin b'chutz laretz. So smicha can occur in chutz laretz. Real smicha of old, ish v'ish Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mesorah. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. You ready for this line? Amliu. V'chol Eretz Yisrael shehechziku ole Mitzrayim ru'uya l'smicha. That's Amliu, no? That's Amliu. Number one, this whole chiddush, that Tzibur is only Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rambam throws in a line, and what are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? What are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam, ole Mitzrayim. Ole Mitzrayim. Ezra. What does Ezra have to do with the Parm Dover Shel Tzibur? What does Ezra have to do with Smicha? What does Ezra have to do with Shem Eretz Yisrael? Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to certain dinim of Trumos and Maestros, yeah, that depends on the wave of people in Bayashem. That's true. Realize, the Rambam writes that Ole Mitzrayim was Batel, but the Rambam writes Smicha is dependent on Ole Mitzrayim. It means it's batel in terms of the Kedusha Sa'aretz for Tumas and Maestros, but not in terms of the Gevula Sa'aretz. Not true when it comes to the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So if you're dealing with a din that's dependent on a mitzvah hatliya b'aretz, I'm going to point to Ezra. But if you're talking about something that is defining the Shem Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, Chaviva Sa'aretz, Yishov Aretz, Parm Dover Shel Tzibur, Smicha Sekenim, all of that's going to be dependent on Ole Mitzrayim. And that's like incredible to the Siddush of the Rambam. And here I would really disagree with the comment of the Minchas Chinuch. No. There is a Minchas Chinuch, it's found in Mitzvah Kufchav. Take a look. Kufchav. Where the Rambam discusses Parm Dover Shel Tzibur. Yeah, and the Rambam, like the Gemara, that, you know what, that was Anacha Mitzrayim, Ivochamas, Nacha Mitzrayim. The broadest boundaries. Yeah, like the Rambam, no? Menachas Chinuch writes something unbelievable, right? V'nira Poshut. You know, you always get nervous when Menachas Chinuch writes Poshut, no? It's like that Meshachachma, no? Oh, you know? V'nira poshut. That was only true then. These boundaries were only true then. And by Yisri Shon. And by Yisri Shon, that was true. But by Yisheni, what do you mean? Eino nechshav Eretz Yisrael rak ma sheniskadesh b'kedushas Ezra. Whoa. Kein nearly poshut. The Minchas Chinuch writes. In Mitzvah Kuvchav. That when the Rambam cites these boundaries, that was only true then, but it's not true now. Because what do you mean? The Kedusha was Paka. And now we're all dependent on Kedusha Ezra. Whoa, yeah. The Rambam does not write any of this, no? The Rambam writes that, it's dependent on these boundaries. Because Kedusha Ezra is relevant for Kol Yoshvelo, no doubt. That's relevant for Trumos and Maestros, but the great Chiddush of the Rambam Sheet, that would say, come out with Furish, no, in the Pirush Mishnayos, is that that's not impactful when it comes to Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the concept of Kehal Yisrael is not dependent on Chitim and Sorim. That's dependent on Olam Yitzrayim. And therefore, the dinim of Eretz Yisrael that are dependent on Sibor, not only by Yomi Mahem, Mamish Bazman Hazeh, the Rambam writes. Not that you need Kedushas Ezra for that. These dinim are relevant, even, La'achar Golos Bavel, against what the Minchas Chinuch writes. Why should the din Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Yerusha and Yeshiva and Smicha, Parlam Dover, why should that be dependent on the Mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz of Koyosh Ve'alo? Why should that indeed be dependent on? That's a very different halacha of the din Sibur. You know the Sugin Brachos and Dav, the Nunches, right? Haroe Uchsule Yisrael. Well, you see Mamish, no? 600,000 Jews. Chazal or Kovei, a special bracha. No? Baruch HaCham HaRazi. No? A special bracha. When you see Mamish, that's a second bracha, it's an Afghan Ches. So the Rambam quotes this halacha, right? Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, Efochas Brachos. The Rambam writes this, imagine, you go ahead and you see 600,000 of Bnei Yisrael. Do you make a bracha? The Rambam writes, you know what? V'im Yisrael Haim, if these are Jews, you know what the Rambam adds? You can imagine, no? Uve Eretz Yisrael. Wow, that Gemara doesn't say this, no? Yeah. If you see such a massive gathering of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, right? Mavarech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chacham HaRazim. You know, the Kesa Mishnah points out, the Rambam threw in these two words, Uveretz Yisrael. Like, where exactly? How would say that's mamish, you know, that's it. That's the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Bechoros. You're making a bracha on the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. On the tzibur of the Knesset Yisrael. Yeah, but by essence, by definition, that's Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam Pirush Yisrael. The Rambam can't envision you're going to get all these Americans together and make such a bracha. No, that's, we're yechidim. Right, but the tzibur, the Rambam writes, is the din Eretz Yisrael. And here I'll tell you, it's a davar poshut, that the boundaries are not going to be Olam Bavel. The boundaries are going to be Olam Mitzrayim. Now, I will tell you, this is part of the pshat, of what the Gemara writes in Megillah, and of Yadar Amad Aleph, that why is it that we don't recite Hallel on Purim? We don't recite Hallel on Purim. So he says, the Gemara has several different reasons. But one of the reasons is exactly this point, because for the tzibur to say Hallel on a neis, the neis has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Only in such a case. The Gemara asks, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yeah, that was true then. Before we entered. Once we entered, that a yachid can say a bracha on an ace, even a chutz laretz, but in a tzibur, that's only going to apply in Eretz Yisrael. You know, sometimes it's hard to learn that Sofnes Paneach, the Rugged Shever, no? Because, you know, you see, you just look in the Rugged Shever, like, you can see he was Nilu, you know? Like, you know, just like, you know, just goes on and on and on. There are paragraphs in the Sofnes Paneach, the last 50 pages, you know, without a pause. It just goes on and on. And in Chelek Beis and Sofnes Paneach, it's hard to find Mara Makomos. No, because like, you know, it's hard to identify them. You know, yes, it's the pages go on and on and on and on. So let's say sometimes he has like a little haris, you know, that Rambam that writes that you only make the bracha chomerazim in Eretz Yisrael. So you know what the Tzavtamayas write? Ayin Horios, oh that's good. Ayin Yerushalmi, Ayin Pirush Mishnayis Bechoros Perek Dalet, right? It writes Ayin Yerushalmi and Tainus and Perek Gimel, the end. Ayin Megillah Daf Yudalit, he just puts like, just take a look at a few Mara Makomos. Like, you know, I wouldn't say Achlisha Sadas, you know, I prepared this whole shiur and you see the record shepherd just writes in one line, you know, like, just take a look at these things, you know? Yeah, it's like clear, you know? It's like unbelievable, you know? And that should be dependent on Kibush Ezra. That should be dependent on Kibush Ezra. This is like an unknown Rav Slavichik used to speak about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Shem Eretz Yisrael. These are different dinim. These are very, very different hagdaras. And, you know, there's a Sefer Yireim. I don't think the Rav Gershever quotes the Sefer Yireim, but it's in Siman Lamed, where the Yireim writes a kasha and he has to give a teretz. Lo yavo mamazir b'kal Hashem. Lo yavo psuadavka b'kal Hashem. Right? You mutarim biyoshei chutz laretz. No? That's a whole deal in the Uraim. In the Uraim, in Siman Lami, you take a look. Whenever the Torah tells these people can't marry Kal Hashem, you know what? So why shouldn't we assume that means, you know, in Eretz Yisrael? But the hand that he deals off when it comes to unbelievable, no? And there he discusses, can you really equate Kal Hashem with that Rambam and, you know, with the Rambam's like kol when it comes to the problem of Rosh Hashanah. But Amishak Kedekach, it's an unusual Hagdara. You know, when you look in the Tosus and Pesachim, the Gimel Beis, Tosus points out that there seems to be a Ptur of Karban Pesach in Chutz Laretz. A Ptur of Karban Pesach in Chutz Laretz. Not Derech Rechoka. But Tosus writes. And Tosus, the same thing is true when it comes to Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. There's a Ptur in Chutz Laretz. You know, the mitzvahs that deal with the Tzibur as a whole, Tosus doesn't explain Karban Tzibur, right? The Riyas Panim of the Tzibur, Anyantiv. Right? Tosus says that doesn't apply to B'nai Chutz Laretz. Like, it's something which is striking. It's not clear what the Makoros are. But just in light of these Hagdaras, I think it's something which is clear. So that I think is beyond fascinating. You know that, you know, so the Sahara. And therefore that, why should this be dependent on Kibush Ezra? And unlike the Tosus, I would say that one line in the Ramban, that you can't equate the Gvulos Haaretz when it comes to Yishuv as when it comes to Trumas and Maaseros. Right? And certainly true when it comes to the cases that Tosus cites, and when it comes to Befei Nefta, that you can come up with a simpler chiddush, no, the Ri, and that is that Befei Nefta, the Ri writes, really, that depended on who was in a metropolitan area, who was in a yishuv, no? If somebody lived in an enclave in Eretz Yisrael, maybe they were not Bikim in Lishma. The notion that our din of Befei Nefta, should be dependent on Gvulos Haaretz in that sense also is a very, very great chiddush. And maybe that's why the Ri points out that indeed there is a shift. But I would urge you to take a look at least, if you don't go through like all the, take a look at that Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos and Bechoros and Perek Dalet, right? You see the Rambam writes, it really comes to life in terms of the different Hagdaros that you find to Eretz Yisrael, the substance, the import of Eretz Yisrael. If you really take time and you read the Kinos and Tisha B'Av as an example, what we lost in the time of the Churban and in times of Golos Meretz Yisrael is not just Trumas and Isis, no? It's so much more in terms of the representation of the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael, right? That therefore, some istabra that that should not be dependent on many of the proteidina when it comes to aspects of the mitzvah satlias barets themselves. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. The last, I'll go through that Tosas very carefully. Okay, we'll begin discussing this in the Shulchan later.